said, they kind of told him no, and he said, well, I'm going to get that auditor.
Yeah.
And they was like, oh, no, we ain't having that. No. So they let him out of a deal because he threatened to get an auditor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Uh-huh.
I saw that.
Because he
threatened to let the other rappers and stuff know about the auditing. And they were like, huh?
Yeah, we
because he found like 200 grand that was sitting that was not collected, like 200,000. He was like, I'll teach all these other guys how to do what I'm doing. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
So, bam. So what I wanted to do. You guys don't, as you guys know, okay, what I wanted to do, I love reaction videos. I like reacting to some things. We like paranormal stuff. I like true crime things. And I also like personal things that are dear to the heart. I actually have a family member, what I think he was dealing with, the narcissist that ended up pulling what this video we're about to watch, you know, when women or men, but typically women take advantage of the system.
I think that's a case by case scenario.
Case by case, but the system is made for the mom, the female, protecting the female.
When it comes to
the normal man, if you got money, if you're a rich man, you can work the system. I mean, the system works for you.
Well, I mean, I think a woman would say, "What about when they accuse someone of rape?"
No. I'm talking about is when it comes to the family court.
Okay, you're talking about family.
Court, strictly family court.
Okay, strictly family.
You know what I'm saying? So strictly family court, I think women have the advantage all day, every day. I think men typically are considered, you know, deadbeats.
Well, there's a track record behind that, though. I mean, there's a reason why they have that.
What?
To protect the women. For like for instance, like if... the man is a breadwinner, like you say, right? That's what you're getting at, the breadwinner. And then a woman claims, I need to get half that money, right? Because he worked and she didn't.
Right.
Well, why can't a woman have some money because she stayed with you from day one, took care of the kids, helped you do what she helped you have time to do what you had to do to help the family? Because I don't know if you ever stayed home with kids and took care of the kids yourself.
Oh, yeah, I have.
You have. For how long?
Like, sometimes it'd be like 2 weeks at the end of the year when I have vacation, just use it up.
So just 2 weeks, but not day in, day out.
Well, no. Here's the thing. I've never had, like, Kate's never been a stay home. So it's like we both, it's shared duties. Like, I understand if it was like a housewife, sure. That's different. That's like a two full-time jobs.
Okay.
It is the equivalent of, I get that.
That's the majority of them, though, are housewives.
Not these days.
Well, you're talking about these days because you got more so
two parent working households.
But see, you're talking about laws that were made when women were, a lot of women were housewives.
But that's the thing about it. These laws haven't been updated. So that's why it's like they need to be updated.
But that's why it's a case by case scenario.
Case by case, but these laws are like from the 1950s when women didn't have jobs. Well, was to protect the women because they didn't have income.
Well, are you glad for Ron DeSantis then, based on what he did?
I'm glad that he sat there and ended that alimony. Yeah, like it has a deadline because they had men that couldn't retire, bro. Imagine being a man and you working to support someone you were only with for 5 years, 3 years, and they got alimony for life.
I don't think it works that way.
How does it work?
I don't think every state has it where you...
There is
a number of years you have.
This one had for life. I don't know how, because they had men that couldn't retire. Mm-hmm. That were like, yo, I'm trying to retire, but I got to keep paying this, so I'll go to jail or this, you know. I don't know what the repercussions are, but, you know, they couldn't retire. I was reading the articles, and then these women were like, what are we going to do now? Yo, how the hell, you got a whole new boyfriend. Whole new family. Right. And the only reason you're not getting married is because you want to keep collecting
the check
from this guy that you had a lifetime ago that you dated or you were married to a lifetime ago.
But be careful when you're saying this, because sometimes as we talk about this stuff,
right.
You can't make blanket statements. You got to be very specific.
As far as?
Who are you talking about? And what are you talking about?
No. I'm talking about in general. Like, I'm talking about like the for instance, you think it's fair? Do you think it's fair that a woman can get alimony? I don't even know. Can men get alimony?
That's a good question. I believe so.
Okay. Well, anybody getting alimony. So let's just put it that way. Do you think it's fair for someone to get alimony? Let's say you with someone, you guys got together in your 20s, you're only together for 5-8 years, and 20 years later, you're still paying this person that you don't see, not married. They're in a relationship, and the only thing that's keeping them from getting remarried is because they're riding your back for this check they're collecting. Because once they get married, it's over.
So in my opinion, this is all based on my opinion.
Right, your opinion.
I don't believe it should be lifetime. No.
Right, right.
I don't think lifetime is the fair answer.
I don't think it's what do you think is a fair answer? What do you think is a fair time frame?
Like, once again, it's a case-by-case scenario.
No.
It is.
Normal folk.
Okay, normal folks?
Normal folk.
So let's put some numbers up.
With inflation and everything, normal folk, the guy has to deal with the same thing. They're both working.
Let's put up specific numbers. So we're talking about, let's just say I met someone in my 20s,
right,
and we got married. Boom. We together, let's just say, 5 years.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I think it should be, I don't know. I don't think I'm smart enough to figure this out. I mean, should it be for the amount of years you were married, the 5 years? Should it be until they get on their feet? Should it be? I don't know how you put a number on that.
You guys are both working.
Okay,
she has a career. You have a career.
See, there you go with specifics.
Cause yeah, you guys are both working.
Everybody doesn't have that because some housewives or some women, they haven't worked.
Or right,
they haven't,
right, right.
They haven't had careers because. Right. They've been stay-at-home moms.
Right.
So that's why it's a case-by-case.
No, definitely a case-by-case. No, it's a case-by-case, but I'm saying you guys are both working.
Okay, so
you're a modern woman.
So, and let's say we're making the same amount of money?
You're making a little bit more.
Okay, so.
Just a little bit more.
I don't think you should have alimony then.
Right, why not?
Because you both have you both have careers.
Right, you guys both have careers. You're adults. At the end of the day, I think, you know, there's a lot of things that help people. You know, they were saying how society, America especially, has so many programs to help people, to enable people. Like you know, certain countries don't have that. Like, it doesn't have a safety net to protect people. Like, for instance, you and I work hard or whatever, but you have people that don't. And there's programs to keep them enabled. Like, they don't work, but they get all these things to keep them afloat, to keep them, you know, subsidized, whatever. And I'm talking about, like, there's, like, for instance, I know I'm not going to say anything, but, yeah, they don't listen to podcasts. But Kate has someone that or you know, that worked for her, and their husband doesn't do anything. Like, doesn't work. He goes to work for a job for 2 days and quits and then gets – tries to apply for disability, apply for whatever, and gets these things, and it keeps them afloat. And then when the money runs out, he goes again to work for a couple of days, and I can't work in mental health. You know what I'm saying? And they abuse the system.
Yeah.
But people like you and me, if we apply for something or whatever, it's like, nah, you know, like, it should be the people that should be getting this is the taxpayers. I think people that bust their butt should get these benefits and these bailouts. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I do know people you're talking about.
Right.
I had a family member who was on Section 8.
Right.
And they had where they lived at was pretty bad, but I mean they had their own place, right?
Right, right.
I think the rent was like $45 a month.
$45?
It was something
ridiculous.
It was something like that, right?
Yeah.
And they weren't paying that.
They weren't paying the $45 a month?
No, they weren't paying it.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the government is helping them
pay
and the rest of it.
Yeah. So, and they were getting, you know, food stamps and all that, but they ended up getting evicted, though.
For $45. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I mean by them, you know, people being enabled.
And then I know another person who was... Yeah. His wife works at Walmart.
Right.
And his wife works at Walmart.
Right.
But he can't work because there is something wrong with his eyes.
Okay.
I mean, you can see it when you look at him. Like,
right,
you can
right.
see his eyes are like, you know, y'all know the crooked eye look. You know, I was all like, you know.
Right,
and
right.
So he has to wear these glasses and stuff. So, but he applied for disability.
Okay.
he can't get disability. I don't know what the reason is, but I know people who get disability and because they lied on the application or they said something and they still get disability. I know that.
Him being honest and having a disability, he can't get it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's the system is like made for people to take advantage of it. Like the wrong people, you know. Well, yeah, whoever, if you're taking advantage of it, that means you have to be the wrong person, right?
Yeah.
You have to be the wrong people. And the people that follow it by the T and do the right thing, wake up every day, work hard, pay their taxes.
They're screwed. They get screwed.
They don't get that. So it's almost like if you play dirty and unfair, you're rewarded, unfortunately.
It does happen like that sometimes. I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can definitely attest to that.
Yeah, it is the craziest thing ever. You're like, wait, how this person keeps this? Like, you know, how they keep succeeding, and I mean, not succeeding, but how they keep afloat? How they driving, you know, doing better and driving a better car? And you're like, what? This is crazy. Man, don't have a job. Well, I got, you know, it's just, anyway, it's, so anyway, I say that to say this. Yeah, so, you know, like a family member, and I'll say, yeah, he ended up having, well, it's a family friend, and I consider him a family member. He's ended up having a woman that he brought in from out of the country.
Okay.
From Kenya.
Oh, he a passport brother?
No, he's not, but was working. He was, I know, right? He wanted to know. That's the thing about it. He thought he was getting a traditional woman. She had came.
Where's he from? Where's she from?
Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah. Okay. Then he found out like 61% after the fact. He found out 61% of single moms are in Kenya, like their percentage versus the other countries in Africa and whatever. He thought he was picking the right destination to get a traditional woman. Found out that they modernized over there. She had an Instagram better than him. You know, she didn't even have an Instagram. She followed social media. It was the craziest thing.
Hey, she probably from New York or something. Moved over there.
Yo, right? Yeah. But she, she came here, man.
I love New York, by the way. Just letting y'all know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. we definitely love New York. New York, New York. But no, she came here. He told her, he was working in Korea. No, he was working in Korea. He was doing things for like 6 years.
So to wash the dishes.
They were saying, he wasn't even like that, man. He came here. She was supposed to get into a nursing program. She played like, you know, she acted like she was going to be this ambitious girl that was going to go into nursing, whatever. She came here. First thing she wanted to do, man, let me tell you, she found a network. She found a network of Kenyans.
Okay.
She had friends faster than he had friends. He was living here for 4 years and being a teacher.
Where was he from?
Oh, he's from New York.
New York.
But his family is their heritage is Haitian, but he's from New York. So he was from New York, moved to Florida, but he was working in Korea for like 6 years doing the teaching. He was teaching Koreans English.
So why he didn't get a Haitian girl?
Yeah. Because he was like, let me go to the motherland. This dude was like, I'm going to find a motherland. And Kate always makes fun of it. You know, she's like, she jokes around like, I'm with the Black Panther. Because him and I be talking. So I'm like, he's like, I'm going to find this traditional black girl, you know, African, the motherland. Well, this motherland, you know, she went, you can just tell she was by herself. She started working illegally.
See, he didn't do what you said to do, what you advise people to do. Try to find your best friend. He tried to find this thing in this parameter.
Yes.
Versus finding his best friend.
Yo, tell me about, exactly. Tell me about how he, he said he saw signs. He saw warning signs or whatever. So anyway,
she must have been real sexy and he was just like, oh,
I don't know.
She drive me crazy, but wow.
I don't even know. I think she was driving him crazy, but I think he was, no, because they had a daughter.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
So she had a daughter. What she?
They had a daughter, huh?
He had a daughter like real quick or something.
It had to be real quick.
First day,
like, first year. I think he saw her a few times.
First day, boom.
So they met each other. I don't know how fast, but he was like, "Yo," when he told me, I was like, "What?"
I don't see you.
He was like,
weeks.
"Yeah."
Pregnant.
So that's what happened, and so I think after everything was said and done, they he was in it and he was like, yo, let's get married. And she was on the same page. Like she sold him, you know, she sold him the dream that she's going to come here and they're going to be a unit. And
but at the same time, right. he wanted to believe that too, though, because you do have
you do
have some kind of discernment to feel like stuff is moving.
He says that, but before I was like, bro, you sure she's like she all of a sudden didn't you know, and not only that, she was like, you know, half his age.
Yeah, see,
so it's like, yo,
I'm telling you, it was signs. Definitely.
Yeah, it was definitely signs, and he ignored it.
He admits
it now because, you know, homegirl pulled a, you know, you know, so her visa was canceled. Like her visa didn't work out. Whatever, right? It was canceled. So she was going back, and she was just like, all of a sudden, she started getting like making it hectic for him, being very loud. Abusive, like verbally abusive, and then started pushing and whatever, and to the point where she like broke his glasses and everything. And she was doing all these tactics because then you found out that if you are abused by a man, you get automatic citizenship. I don't even know how it works, but that's what he found out. Like if you are abused by the person that brings you into the country, you're you bypass all the requirements for a green card.
So did he abuse her?
No, he didn't abuse her.
Well, how can she say he abused her then?
That's what I was trying to tell you. That's how people abuse the system. So what ended up happening? She went and pulled like the last day before her. Like they say, hey, you're going to be deported. We're going to be looking for you because your visa ran out. You got 33 days to leave. Mm-hmm. She had gotten a letter, whatever. She went and pulled that TRO, the temporary restraining order, and put, oh, he this, and then he that, and oh, and she was working illegally, talking about, oh, he makes me work. Yo, this girl had a fucking plan. You know what I'm saying? Look, she must have, like, watched the, what do you call it? Watch these Lifetime movies, because he didn't put 2 and 8 together. She was writing in a diary. Like, oh, he didn't get it. She's like, oh, my life is so miserable. He makes me work to help pay the rent. And he was like laughing, like, what is this? Because it's not the case. She's the one that went and found a network of like Kenyans that got her into like work under the table where she's not paying taxes. So the irony is the fact that she went and used this taxpayer money to pull the TRO to have these police come and serve him, you know. When she came to like get her stuff to leave the apartment.
So is there a finale to this?
There's no finale. It's all happening.
It's happening right now.
This is real life.
They gonna get her. Ah, bro, Rance, go get her. What's her name?
Oh, I can't say the name. Come on. I gotta keep things confidential.
Now listen to the podcast. Listen, we need help. we need to help Poindexter out.
That's funny.
Because Poindexter messing up.
He said Poindexter. That's so funny.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, listen, but I can't speak, man. I made tons of mistakes like that before. So.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
And the thing about it is, I was going to, like, I have one of the videos I show. It tells you with dealing and dating a narcissist and how women that are narcissists and what they do to manipulate situations, how basically they find you. I'm making sure that wasn't being picked up. How they basically hunt guys down and it makes it seem like they weren't finding you. Like, oh, it just is all, you know, just happened magically how we met. But it's like a whole, they were scouting you from the jump. So it's just pretty cool that I found on TikTok this life coach or something like that deals with that. And then her video explaining like these 8 signs or whatever to look out for.
It's a female life coach?
Yeah. Explaining, you're writing out females.
Okay.
Writing out females, apparently.
Was she from Germany?
I think so. I don't know. She had an accent. I don't know from Germany.
Is she like a brunette?
No. It was a blonde lady.
Oh.
I just found, like, when I was going through these TROs, temporary restraining orders, when I found that guy, I was letting me go and see something and then, you know, see if there's other people, real life situations that are posting this. And I found that someone just nailing a narcissist and the tactics they use. So I thought it was pretty interesting.
Okay.
To touch on.
How about that?
Yeah, so we definitely gonna touch on that in the reaction videos. But no, you know, so you know, we had you know, mentioned that to him. I've warned him. You know, I told him. You know, and he's a sweet guy, sweetheart. So, you know, that was the other thing. It came to when someone starts criticizing your manhood, if you're and whatever. Like, he's a teacher, so you know, he's not making a ton of money. And you can vouch for that with Kira when she was a teacher and so on and so forth. Kira?
I don't know her.
You don't know Kira no more? My bad. I didn't know it was like that. But
Yeah. I mean, teachers don't get paid. They don't get paid a lot.
Yeah, they work their tails off in all these hours and whatever. So, you know, that's one of the most stressful things. And she couldn't understand. She was like, oh.
Yeah, but I don't know her, though. But go ahead.
Oh, you don't know her. Okay, no anymore in the past life. So, but that was the thing. She would talk about, she thought it was going to come into America and this life was going to be, paved in gold and whatever, and they were going to be doing all this stuff. And he was like living, he was basically trying to keep up with her energy and going to these, parties and not parties, but clubs and festivals and whatever that they have down south, because they live down south in Fort Lauderdale. So
he must not have been a good teacher because he didn't do his research well. He definitely wasn't history.
Wow.
Poindexter, but anyway.
Wow, I ain't gonna let him talk about you like that.
Sorry,
but he's a good guy. He did do his research. He just didn't follow his instinct and his gut. He should have just, he was like, oh, this is, they plan. He planned on. He talked to her, and like I said, her plan was to just get here, get the bag, and then that's what happened. When she did the tiara, she was like, oh, I want, and. She was like, I want the child and I want alimony.
He thought she was the bag.
Yeah. Thought she was the bag, all right. Yeah. He's the bag.
He got bagged up, but go ahead.
Yeah, she is the bag for sure. But anyone that has been bamboozled like that or weaseled like that, these terminologies I have to learn.
So bamboozled like.
Bamboozled. There we go. Thank you.
Like that. I can't think of anyone like that off the top of my head right now. Usually, the people I know are like Dr. J. So
no. Okay.
So no.
Oh, so you know the
Dr. J is
you know the ballers, the players.
Dr. J is from our previous podcast. So
right.
When that drops, you guys know what we're talking about. But Dr. J is definitely on a different level.
Definitely on a different level. He's definitely on a different level.
Not the ball player, Dr. J, but I don't even want to give it away.
No, it's cool because I think this might come out after it, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, it doesn't matter. This one will come out after, so more than likely they'll see this one after because we have the audio. So
okay.
We have no video, unfortunately, but he wasn't even on the video, so it's all good.
Oh, he was on the video, but it was.
Yeah, he was blurred out, and then it was a black screen, and it was just, yeah. So legs in a steering wheel. But, so I just wanted to touch on that. So if you guys know anyone, that's going through this.
Hey, Poindexter, if you're watching this video, hey, get my number from Reggie. You can give me a call anytime. If you need some more support, advice, because I done been through it all, bro. So give me a call. I'm there for you.
But you know what's crazy is they even say that these women that abuse the system and alienate the fathers from their kids because they have a daughter, so he hasn't seen her because she pulled the TRO, so he hadn't seen it. But he ended up going to court representing himself. I was like, get a lawyer, but he represented himself and got the TRO dropped.
Yeah,
because she was lying. But this chick was able to put on tears. She turned into the best actress. She was doing all this stuff in front of, which is, pretty damn scary for someone to just hit the switch and become a great actress. A lot of people are able to do that.
Yeah, but when you go in front of a judge, though, right?
Right.
They don't really care about all that drama.
No, they don't.
They just want the facts. They don't care about your emotions and all
right,
that.
Right.
They don't really care about that. I mean, because I had to go in court for when we dividing our kids up as far as the time and all that. So
right, right.
They just want you to figure out what's best for the kids.
Right.
And that's it. So all that fakeness sometimes for the right judge, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but see, there should be legislation that when they pull this fake thing, because at the end of the day, he's a teacher. He could lose his license. When you put abuse and you're not being abused and you're just doing this to get an upper hand, that's just a false allegation. And I think, the false thing that some women do when they're like, what was the lady that said, I forgot her name, that she blamed a made-up black person that took her babies, but she drowned them in a car. you know, but these people that do false allegations, this is the years ago, but they don't, you know, some of them don't ever get in trouble. Like, you put, like, even this girl, they found out she was lying, right? The black girl, Carly something, that disappeared and came back, and they found out she was just doing that because she was, what, jealous of her, trying to get back at her boyfriend or something?
Yeah, that was kind of, that was really odd how he kind of, like, stood up for her at a moment. And one of the, I read an article where he was like, yeah, she had to fight for her life. That was his comment. Did you read that?
No, I didn't. Fight for her life or what?
She'd been fighting for, as like he was part of it or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was odd.
So, I mean, they've come out and they have just said it was made up, right? I know they're issuing a statement. Not her, but the sheriffs and whatever, right?
I thought it was a fake from the very beginning.
Yeah, because it didn't make sense.
So,
like, I thought it was fake because
why? Because a black girl wasn't going to look at a baby.
Not even that. Oh, it was like, man. Nah, it was just like, yo, the chances that they were like, gosh. Oh, she got a toddler, but they were like, oh, two for one. Man, they ain't grabbing her. They're grabbing the toddler. Like, I mean, she would be swimming upstream, like, if she got involved, but they're not, you know, if they're into the toddler.
Listen,
they're not coming for her.
She could always have wanted a baby and seen a baby out there. Come on.
Hey, I see someone, a baby, and whatever. I don't know how the 911 call came, but, you know, not to get off track, but I was just saying, you know, these false allegations, like, there should be some ramifications for that, because if you do, he could have done jail time, and a lot of men do, and then they have, statistically, they say, I was watching something, they say 21 men, because of how the system is, and being alienated from their kids because of these false allegations, whatever. I think 21 men commit suicide once a week, and there's probably more, but these are the 21 that they're associating with.
21 men
commit suicide.
A what?
From being alienated from their kids when it has to do with the system, like the women being out, you know, doing false allegations, whether it be i.e. Abuse or physical abuse, saying, oh, he touched the, you know, they'll even go to the point where they said that the man has assaulted the child. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about on a intimate level, which is disgusting, you know.
What are you saying? Are you saying 21
men a week?
Oh, a week.
21 okay. men a week.
Okay.
You know, unalive themselves, as they would say. Okay. Due to that, being alienated in the system, just being, you know.
Wow.
You know, they have no power. That's what I said. A lot of things need to be changed. A lot of these laws have been put in place. And Ricardo did mention that, you know, too, as well as you, that it's been put in since the 1950s when, you know, women weren't working and they were more traditional. And now you have women that are working. But
as far as those laws being changed, it has to be somebody who, it's not like a forefront law. Like, I mean, what I mean by that is, like, when I say forefront, it isn't a law that I would say our elected officials are looking at, like, when they going for their position.
Right.
That isn't one of those things of they want a legislation they want to use in their agenda. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of our elected officials are looking for things as, like, you know, eye-catching or candy for, like, for the people. But changing something, like, as far as a father being able to see his kids isn't, like, jarring.
Well, again, that's because no one really, like we talked about, and one of the main reasons for the podcast is men, you know, no one really asks a man how he's doing. Like, everyone just assume a man's good, he's strong, or whatever, but men have a lot of emotional issues, and they suffer from a lot of PTSD. They suffer from emotional trauma, whether it be from the past, from childhood, even as an adult. I mean, there's, you know, that's what it is. A lot of men issues get swept under the rug, like, oh, he's a man, deal with it. Or, you know, the mother is supposed to be the better parent. Yeah, back in the 50s. Now, you know, these days they say men are probably more better suited than, you know, these modern women are just out in the streets or just care about themselves or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but I don't think the modern women are, like, in droves like that, like you think it is.
I don't know, brother. I don't know, but I can just tell you, he brought this Kenyan over here. And She was out in them streets. She wanted, you know, she was not. I'll give you an example. She's had the daughter for like 4 years, and up until recently, the daughter can count to 10. Like she would like 1, 3, 4, 8, and it was like so embarrassing. And he's like, but then his mother, her grandmother would watch his daughter and you know, in the daytime do the daycare thing because she had to work. She wanted to work, and it was because she wanted to be amongst people. And then she picked a job in the mall, like at the kiosk, you know, where she can talk to people. So people can come up to her and she can, you know, just have this interaction. I thought it was really weird. Even Kate and I were like, that's pretty weird that she just wants to be out there on Front Street. Then she wanted to come here and model. So it was just a lot of things with just me. And I wasn't okay with it. I was like, man, this is very strange that I don't like the fact that she's coming here and she's just trying to, you know, live this American dream, become the next American top model. And you're over here busting your butt, working in the summers when you're supposed to be off, but she's working, keeping her income, buying this, buying that, and you're not, you know, he's not even addressing it, wasn't even really asking for money. And
so who fault is that then? You're getting mad about it, right? You're getting mad about it, right? Let me finish.
Yeah.
You're getting mad about it, but why wasn't he getting mad about it? You're the wrong person to get mad about it. He should be getting, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with you.
Oh, no, yeah.
But he should have been the one getting mad about it, and he should have been the one addressing it.
Absolutely. But.
He allowed that to happen.
He allowed that to happen, but I say this.
Mm-hmm.
When probably, that's what I said, dealing with a narcissist, like she was very clever. She was very meek when he met her, and then her thing changed. As soon as she got to the States, it changed instantly. He was like, damn, even when they first got here, like within the first week, month, whatever, they were arguing like you know, cats and dogs, and he didn't understand, like, how did everything all of a sudden switch?
But there's something about him that allows that type
absolutely
of behavior.
So it's because he comes from a single parent household where his mother, just like myself, when you're raised by a woman, you are very, you know, you're very you're more acceptable to being
verbally abused.
I wouldn't say verbally, but
taken advantage of,
possibly, or looking at them as the default. Like you're like, okay, he won't contest, he won't argue against it because he's been trained to be
obedient
in a sense, right?
Okay.
And it was a lot of, anyway, if you know the island woman stuff, is a lot of verbal abuse, so that always tests a man's especially a boy, a son, they test your manhood. They always call you out, whatever, and so on and so, because they know it pushes your button. They know the worst thing you can ever do is treat a man like he's not a man, act like he's not, you know, just take away his dignity and make him feel emasculated.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely.
And then she did that. That's what I'm saying. She started doing that. Oh, you know, and that's what his woman was doing. So it just shows it was textbook. Like she knew what she was doing. She knew who she was getting. She knew, like, oh man, this guy's taking, because he was taking care of her when they weren't together. Like sending her money, you know, every month when they weren't together. Like being a great man, but you know, she was like, oh, you know, I just knew that she was just trying. I was like praying to God that she was about him. And I was even advocating, no, work it out, da da da. And he was just like, no, there's something in my soul telling me.
You know, he had a mail order bride, but that's okay. You know he bride. Did. Y'all know he did. Y'all listen to this story. Y'all know he had a mail order bride, and she ended up being Bridezilla. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if she ended up being Bridezilla, but so they're in the midst of that. And you know, if anybody's going through that, there's nothing fun about a divorce, especially when kids are involved, and especially when the person's just, you know, selfish. And that just shows you when the person's not thinking about anyone but themselves, not thinking about the grandparent that's been seeing the kid for, you know, every day, watching the kid, that's messed up. You know, especially when she wasn't about that life. She wasn't watching the kid every day. She went to work and have this social life. And to me, the kid is more so like an accessory to her, like someone she can show off on social media. Oh, yeah, I'm a mom. But you're not a mom. You're not a mother, you know, yeah. You're a mom on paper, but you're not a mother. You're not motherly. You don't have the maternal instinct. And, you know, from what I gather, like when your daughter's spending more time with the grandmother, there's an issue. And you don't, when you're, especially when you're not working legally, there's no reason for you not to be at home. So anyway, that's my 2 cents on that.
Sounded like 10 cents though. But sound
like
ahead.
10 cents, 5 cents, dollar. Yeah, no. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that. I don't know. You guys can tell me what you feel, if it resonates with you.
He got played. He got a mail order bride, and he got played. That's what happened. When you go out and try to get your mail order bride, hey, some buyer beware.
Buyer beware.
There is no refunds, yeah.
There is, yo.
No receipts, no refund.
Trust me, I know he's wishing he can get a refund for that one.
No refund.
He wants to send that one right back to, right back. He want to send that one right back to Kenya. Absolutely. So, yeah. Peace and love.